California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Buffalo, the city where Toronto Maple Leafs fans buy tickets. We've got the Sharks and the Sabres tonight, back-to-back action. Of course, no Maple Leaf fans will be here tonight, and I shouldn't disparage the Buffalo Sabres fans, Drew, because among the fan bases in the NHL, this is among the most loyal. Really, they've missed the playoffs for more than a dozen years, but they keep putting people in here. They love the team, and let's face it, the Sabres are an exciting team to watch, even though they've disappointed for so many years.
Yeah, and with the Sabres, you look at this team, and they have the Eichel situation, where they lose him, which to me was complete mismanagement. But they get back some really good players. They've got Tage Thompson. They have got Alex Tuck. They have got a team that plays fast, plays heavy, and they play hard, but they're just not winning games. And I am amazed at the fans here. You'll see a packed building again tonight. You're right. There are people that drive from Toronto to watch NHL hockey. They come here. That's why they play both national anthems before this game, whether it's two American teams or a Canadian team or not. This is a great group of fans, and they have suffered a long time, and they just can't seem to figure it out. And 13 years is a long time to go without a playoff game. Remember when they're in the finals, for crying out loud. I mean, this is a great franchise, but there's just, in these last 13 years, man, they have struggled.
They have, but they've got some darn good players on the roster. And of course, we're starting to talk about the Sabres at the top of the show, but we should probably revisit what happened last night against the Toronto Maple Leafs. The celebration for me was just a beautiful thing to see, an expression of joy and relief at the same time as they surrounded Alexander Georgiev, Fabian Zetterlin, the look on his face after the puck went in and he's skating up the ice to celebrate. It was really, really special.
It was great. It was fantastic. I think the way that they did it, you heard the term gutsy effort and all those other terms that you'll hear for a win, but you have to describe it at that as that for sure, because first of all, coming back with two goals in the third period, it's nice to have that in reverse that we've seen, you know, from what we've seen on this road trip. That you and I talked about it at the end of the second period. Boy, that goal with 4 seconds left in the second, how are they going to respond? Well, they responded very well. Then the less than earned power play for the overtime, to start the overtime by the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I was shocked they called that.
Oh, it was a terrible call. It was so light. If it's a penalty in the first period, it should be a penalty in the third period. I don't care if it's a penalty in January, it should be a penalty in April or in May. But it's got to be a penalty. It was a terrible call. But anyway, but then yesterday I did say something nice about the referees, and so I'm even for yesterday. When you look at how they came back, how terrific they were in that penalty kill, how hard they played after that and almost scored a couple times, and then the shootout, and you put it perfectly, relief and joy all rolled into one. It was great. The guys, we talked about, the guys needed a win. They had done a lot of good things on this road trip. If they could be 3-2 on this road trip. But they played hard. They're doing a lot of terrific things. But last night they needed that W. We needed the W. The fans needed the W. Everybody needed that for a smile to get across some faces.
The other part of it for me was just how often you see this in Toronto. The kids from Ontario came through. Tyler Toffoli and Jack Thompson. I was so happy for Jack Thompson. You know, Curtis, Ontario is about 35 miles away from downtown Toronto. and it's the hometown of both Jack Thompson and Ethan Cardwell. They both have goals in the NHL now, but the look on Jack Thompson's face as we got on the bus after the game to drive to Buffalo was just classic, because this meant so much to him.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. Family there, right? You know, he went to Nana's house the night before for meatloaf and the family gathering, and he had a huge smile on his face post-game talking to Tara Sloan on the TV side. He was so happy. And again, there's a lot. We know where the Sharks are. We know what the Sharks are trying to accomplish. But it doesn't take away from the fact of this is why you play the game. Every one of these guys doesn't go into this game going, well, we're rebuilding. Every one of these guys goes in and goes, how can I help my team win? And everybody goes into the rink. Everybody goes to the hockey rink to try to score a goal. It was great to see for Jack, and his family was really happy for him. It was fantastic.
Also, Tyler Toffoli, too. I mean, he's from Scarborough, hometown of Mike Ricci and many other players. I know that his family was in town and watching the game in person. But also, the goal he scored in the shootout, I thought was an amazingly clutch goal, because Nylander had just scored in the shootout, and here we were. The Sharks had to score in order to keep the shootout alive, and he did it. And how many times has he done that this season?
Oh, well, 22. 23 now that they've got the shootout goal. He is clutch, though. He has been... I loved him when he played for LA, except when he played against the Sharks. He was such a good player, such an effective player. But I did not know, because you don't know these guys, how cool of a customer he is. Like, just around everybody. And the players love him. He's always sitting between Will and Macklin. He's been a terrific mentor for them. He works his tail off. He's not as fast as he used to be, but he's smarter than he ever was. And when you look at the way he plays and how his goal, the play to Wennberg across the ice, smart. There's a little bit of a skate through by Willie, and then he goes across to Eklund, or to Wennberg. Wennberg's got tons of speed, by the way. How good is Alex Wennberg right now?
Fantastic.
Wow. And then everybody's looking at Wennberg. Did you see, five guys are staring at him. Ten eyeballs are on him, and Tyler just goes, I got it, thank you. Skates right through. As soon as he made the pass, he starts skating right through the middle. And then, bang, goals in. So, and then the clutch goal, as you said. Fantastic, absolutely fantastic. He was one of the happiest guys last night getting on the bus.
By the way, I want to describe that also, the bus trip from Toronto to Buffalo.
Perfect.
How great was it? The fact that it was just so smooth, it was quick. It was amazing. It actually would have taken us double the time to fly.
At least. We gained at least an hour when you look at going to the plane, going through security, and then loading the plane, getting the guys on, waiting like we always do, de-icing, busy airport, waiting, taking off, flying here for up and down, going through customs here, going back on the plane, going over the FBO, getting on the bus, and coming here. Instead, it was on the bus, let's go through customs. Was that slick or what?
Kudos to Ryan Sten, our travel guy, who made sure that everything was totally organized.
Yeah.
And also, it's also good that we got over the border in the United States the day before the tariffs.
Exactly, and thank God we're back in America.
So now, Buffalo Sabres.
I mean that. I love America.
We all love it.
The national anthem. Shut up.
Well, that's not going to happen tonight. The Buffalo Sabres are a team that are fun to watch. I love Lindy Ruff. I think he's a great human being. He's somebody who's so attached to this franchise. I mean, he was the head coach here for, what, 15 years, 16 years before? Now he's back again. Everybody said, oh, you're just trying to, pay tribute to the old days. But no, Lindy Ruff is a good teacher of players. And, he's going to make people like J.J. Paterka and Bryson and Benson and Alex Tuch all better players.
He's done that his entire career. He's a good man. I agree with you. He's old school, yes, a little bit. But at the same time, he is a very smart, effective hockey coach. He's got a great staff around him. He's one of the guys, when you look at Lindy Ruff, that's a hockey guy right there. But it still is not producing the results that they thought they'd get this year. They've been close, but they can't seem to find it.
Well, they have a great record against the Sharks in this building over the course of history, and that's a big challenge. The Sharks look to build on last night. We'll be on the air at 3:30 Pacific time with Jason Demers joining me on the broadcast. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.